Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. It's kind of a chilly morning out there, but pretty nice forecast for the rest of the day. Let's actually... maybe we'll take a look at that here in the next segment. We do have quite a bit of news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of Blanding City, where members of the Blanding City Council approved a rate increase at the City Wellness Center. City Recreation Director David Palmer most recently brought up the need for a rate increase in January. At their January 23rd meeting, City Council, Palmer outlined that for years, as cost of operations have gone up, the city has absorbed those costs. Palmer said after taking a look at comparable rates of facilities like the Wellness Center in the area and similarly sized towns, the city of Blanding has been behind the mark, with Palmer recommending the rate increase take place over 2 years. At the request of council members, Palmer also brought additional information to the February 13th meeting. Included in the information provided was that the current revenue generated by the Wellness Center covers about 52% of the nearly $400,000 in expenses for the center, with the rest of the expenses covered by taxpayers. The proposed rate increase would cover 57% of the expenses for the center in 2024, with further increases in 2025 covering 62% of the expenses for the center. When asked by council if city staff had heard feedback on the idea of rate increases, Palmer reported not hearing anything, while City Manager Trent Herring reported the feedback he received from the public was encouraging of the rate increase. So City Council approved the gradual 2-year increase to rates with an exception for day passes to jump up to the proposed 2025 increase starting this year. As a result, adult day passes at the Blanding City Wellness Center will increase from $4 a day to $6 a day, with children and senior day passes increasing from $4 a day to $5 a day. An adult-only month pass will increase from $25 to $30 starting March 1st, with a planned increase to $35 in 2025. In addition, an annual pass for a family of two will increase from $250 currently to $275, with a proposed increase to $300 in 2025. Council members approved the rate increase for just year one, with council planning to revisit the data next year before approving a second rate change. Wellness Center rates are set to start March 1st. Rate increase there approved by Blanding City Council starting March 1st. Members of the Blanding City Council also spent some time reviewing the city general plan before deciding to bring the plan back at the next meeting. The city received a grant to complete the general plan, which was supposed to be completed in June of last year, but city staff reported that the project was held up in ways not communicated to council or staff. City general plans are typically updated every decade and are meant to be a framework to guide a municipality's future growth, development, and land use policies. While no public comments were provided regarding the plan at the recent planning and zoning meeting, members of the city council asked for another 2 weeks to review the general plan before approving it at their upcoming meeting. So that's all part of the latest meeting of the Blanding City Council, happened earlier this month. If you want to read more about it, you can check it out in the latest edition of the San Juan Record. We're online at sjrnews.com. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, a report out of Durango, but impacting Mancos, as Durango Herald's Tyler Brown reporting on a Durango company awarding a state loan to build a factory. Timber Aid Systems has been granted $3.8 million in a loan from the state of Colorado to build a factory for panelized homes in Mancos. According to the report, the company manufactures exterior home panels using wood from wildfire-prone forests and is trying to add more sustainable home-building solutions to the area. The funding awarded is through the Innovative Housing Incentive Program and the Proposition 123 Affordable Housing Finance Fund as part of the Colorado Office of Economic Development and International Trade. Both programs offer low-cost financing options for innovative housing manufacturing, including panelized homes, tiny homes, kit homes, and off-site 3D printed homes. Timber Age is one of 8 recipients across the state of Colorado to receive the funding. Additional information about some of the work that they'll be doing can be found in the latest edition of the journal, and also available online at the-journal.com. Again, Tyler Brown with the Durango Herald writing that story. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. One other item, Montezuma County Clerk's Office has said they've been receiving questions related to dating the ballot envelopes. County Clerk's Office says that folks should be advised there's no law requiring that a voter date their ballot. Says it doesn't matter if the ballot has been dated or not, it will be counted, and that the County Clerk's Office dates and timestamps the ballots when received. Again, date, a specific line for a date is not required. If a voter is inclined to date the envelope, they can date it at the end of their signature, says the Montezuma County Clerk's Office. So, again, we got presidential primaries and other primaries for parties coming up. So, Montezuma County letting folks know they don't need to date their ballots. They're welcome to at the end of their signature if they'd like to. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on 92.7.
It's the 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2024, 9:18 a.m. Well, once again, our weatherman, Tim Root, continues to be under the weather. So I'll give you a little bit of a weather report out of the National Weather Service out of Grand Junction, Colorado, saying isolated to scattered snow showers are possible in the mountains today. Weather becoming quiet and warm tomorrow, which should last through the weekend. So again, a possibility of some snow showers today up in the mountains, but should be a warm weekend. We'll take a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The Times Independent reporting on Highway 191 work beginning at Utah Raptor State Park. Equipment needed to perform work on Highway 191 near the entrance of Utah Raptors State Park was moved on the site starting Monday, February 12th. Work began in earnest earlier this week when lane closures went into effect the evening of February 19th. Motorists can expect lane closures with one-way alternating traffic regulated by temporary traffic signals and a pilot car. Speeds will be reduced to 55 miles an hour, and travelers should expect delays of up to 15 minutes, according to UDOT. Intersection access may be intermittently restricted. All lanes will remain open during daylight hours, weekends, and holidays. The work involves widening the highway along a 4-mile stretch adjacent to the new state park, with north and southbound passing lanes, access enhancements, and a paved entry into Utah Raptor State Park, and northbound acceleration lanes out of the park and deceleration lanes into the park. So, again, there north of Moab is where we're talking about, just before it's milepost 138 to 142 is where this work is going to be happening. That's just before the airport there. So north of Moab, that's where this 4 miles of work began and should impact travel. Again, they're estimating about 15-minute delays there as part of that travel. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Looks like let's bring you some more out of Blanding City Council. Members of the Blanding City Council approved an easement for the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, that's NTUA, on West Center Street. City staff explained the easement is related to the project to bring running water to the Westwater community located west of city limits. The easement will allow NTUA to install, operate, maintain, and repair water lines within the guidelines of Blanding City. The city will deliver the water to a portion of city-owned property along West Center Street. From there, it will... Excuse me, got lost there. Along West Center Street with the city metering NTUA usage and NTUA metering individual lines of the Westwater community. The metering point is set to be about 150 feet from the west side of the city property around the last level spot before the pipe will drop into the canyon. Easement was signed off by the city legal team with the council voting to approve the easement and bring Westwater residents one step closer to running water. One other item from Blanding City, where Blanding Community Development Director Brett Hosler reported on upgrades to the City West Terminal building located at the city airport. Built in the 1980s, the building has seen some improvements over the past few years. In addition to the improvements over the past few years, the city was also the recipient of a $30,000 grant from the Utah Department of Transportation's Aeronautics Division. Hosler reported that the city fixed base operator at DBA Freedom Fuels, along with city staff, was able to use the grant funds to upgrade the flooring in the building, lighting, furniture, and blinds, and even repair the interior of the building, repaint the interior of the building. Hosler also highlighted that the work of the building and even the upgraded furniture was all done using local businesses, all part of the Blanding City Council meeting. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Missed a segment. As you may have noticed, don't have the Times Independent joining us today, but we'll have them back next week. Also have the Artful Life that we're going to bring you now. We'll send you over to that and then be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
In a survey done in 2013, 26% of people surveyed thought that the sun goes around the earth. A quarter of Americans could not correctly answer that the Earth revolves around the sun and not the other way around. The survey had 2,200 people in the United States conducted by the National Science Foundation. Of course, there are those that think the Earth is also still flat. Such ignorance is almost unbelievable. Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness." So may I suggest a little anecdote to this ignorance? Travel. I confess I am a traveling gypsy, out to see the world with its exotic sights, sounds, and everything about it, including food. I have traveled far and wide. Because of my exposure to many different cultures, languages, and customs, I have become more tolerant. I always marvel at the diversity. Most will throw up the reason that they can't afford to travel because they can't afford it. But they have the scooters, the trailers, the horses. You know, there's always money for what you truly want. They don't think travel is important. I think of Aunt Gwen, who was not born with a silver spoon in her mouth. She was a humble librarian. Yet she scrimped all year so she could make her annual journey. I recall when she went in with a university chorale to Paris, France. If you've ever been there, Montmartre is on a high point. By this time, Gwen was in a wheelchair. She relates how the buff young university students grabbed each side of her wheelchair and ran up the hill with her. She also was remembered by her statement. She spit in famous locales because she could say, "I've spit in better places." I confess that we travelers have an innate sense of curiosity about the world, so we have to experience it firsthand. Travelers aren't necessarily more courageous, but I think they're just more adventurous. One of the reasons I like to travel is that food is usually fresh. It has not been refined or laden with corn syrup. It tastes like it came off the farm. Many people ask me what are my favorite places that I've visited. I always hesitate because it's like asking, do you prefer apples or oranges? Each place is uniquely distinct. I will venture that a great memory is floating down the Mekong River from Thailand to Laos on a hand-carved boat for 2 days. We crashed a wedding and then landed in Luang Prabang. Another favorite trip is a train ride through Kazakhstan to Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, with Uzbekistan being my favorite. It was truly nothing like anything I had ever experienced before. So broaden your horizon with a bit of travel and dispel the myth that the earth revolves around the sun. I think it was in 1543 that Nicolaus Copernicus proved that the earth circles the sun. This has been An Artful Life.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation. Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Hearts, love, and sweet winnings at the Ute Mountain Casino. Get ready for a month of excitement with sweet winnings. Every Saturday in February at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., we're giving away $1,000 in cash. Every drawing. Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. Every hour, we're giving away $200 in cash to one lucky winner and $25 in free play to their friend. Sweet winnings and Sunday Fun Day await at Ute Mountain Casino.
Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese-American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2024, 9:29 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Well, today in history, the number one song in 1969, the one you just heard, was Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. The song is one of Sly Stone's pleas for peace and equity between differing races and social groups, a major theme and focus for the band. Hip-hop group Arrested Development used the song as the basis for their 1992 hit People Every Day, which reached number two on the UK single chart. On this day in 1980, the United States defeated the Soviet Union in hockey at the Lake Placid Winter Olympics, one of the greatest upsets in Olympic history. On February 22nd, 1997, Dolly the Sheep was cloned. That's today in history. Today is Founders Day for the Scout Movement, started by Lord Baden-Powell in 1908. February 22nd is the birthday of Lord Baden-Powell and his wife, Olave. Also, today is National Chili Day. Top chili toppings are cheese, flavored by 31%, crackers 15%, cornbread 15%, sour cream 12%, tortilla chips 9%. Apparently, this survey wasn't done in the Southwest, because I think Hatch Green Chilies should probably be on chili toppings. Let's take a look. Birthdays today. George Washington, the father of the U.S., was born on this day in 1732. TV celebrity Steve Irwin was born on February 22, 1962. He died in 2006. Actress Drew Barrymore was born on this day in 1975. She's 49 years old. She's been famous for almost her entire life, her first role starring as the little girl Gertie in E.T. Basketball legend Dr. J, that's Julius Erving, is 74 years old today. And today's birthday of a name that Bill just likes to say is legendary race car driver Niki Lauda. Happy birthday locally to Diana Wojtas, Craig Oborn, James Washke, Leora Baird, Camber Shear, Rochelle Watkins, Kitty Trudeau, and Jesse Grover. Happy birthday, folks. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. You can listen to the morning show, of course, on air live at redrock92.com, also on your radio dial. We also have it in podcast form. If you miss a show ever, you can go back and listen to it, or if you missed a conversation, that podcast available on most major podcasting platforms. Also, you can find it on redrock92.com. Well, failed to mention the funeral notices in the previous segment, so I'll go ahead and do those now. Funeral services for Daniel Douglas Bandis, age 38, of Blanding, began at noon on Friday, February 23rd, that's tomorrow, at the Blanding Stake Center of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, visitation from 10 to 11:30. A celebration of life for Dolores resident Sarah Lynn Reisenhoover will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, February 23rd, at Rock Springs Church in Cortez. She passed away Saturday at the age of 84. Graveside interment service for L.J. Leroy Rogers, age 41, of Cortez, will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 24th, at the Cortez Cemetery. A celebration of life for Robert Lewis Sanders begins at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 23rd, at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Sanders, age 77, of Cortez, passed away on February 8th. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Pomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions, at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GE HD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movements. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. Basketball postseasons will start ramping up for our local teams today. The number 8 Grand County Red Devils have a date with number 1 Kanab in the Utah 2A quarterfinals at Southern Utah University. The winner will face South Sevier or North Summit in the semifinals tomorrow. Also today, the Dove Creek boys begin the Colorado 1A District 1 tournament against Caprock Academy in Olathe. Tomorrow, the Nucla boys are awaiting the result of that Dove Creek game to see who they'll play in the 1A District 1 semifinals. The Nucla girls will face DeBeck, and the Dove Creek girls will play either Caprock Academy or North Park. In the 2A District 3 tournament in Telluride, the Mancos boys will take on Dolores in a showdown between two of our local teams. The Dolores girls are playing Ridgeway, and the Mancos girls will face Telluride. Both Montezuma Cortez teams are playing in the 3A Intermountain semifinals tomorrow in Bayfield, the boys against Crested Butte and the girls against Ignacio. Then on Saturday, the Utah 1A State Tournament tips off with the number 18 Monument Valley boys in Tropic to take on number 15 Bryce Valley. The number 14 Monticello boys will host number 19 Dugway, and you'll hear that one live right here on Red Rock 92 with video on StreamUtah.live. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2024, 9:45 a.m. Just one little note. Got a report out of Grand County in the state swim meet where the Grand County boys captured first place in the 2A division and the girls finished in second. So congratulations there to Grand County. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. NBA teams are back in action after the All-Star break starting tonight. So our local team's back in action. The Phoenix Suns are in Dallas taking on the Mavericks at 5:30 tonight. Looks like Denver hosting the Washington Wizards at 7. Utah Jazz hosting the Charlotte Hornets also at 7. So we're back with some NBA action. But that'll do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.